This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? It's Mike Hsu and Josh Dolan. We do afternoons here at WAAF, and we're psyched that you're on with us. And if you don't know...
I'm psyched to be on, man. I'm psyched that AAF is still around.
That's right. We are too, believe me. We're very psyched that we're still around. Well, Rob, you've won tickets to see Guns N' Roses for coming on the show today. Woo!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
That's awesome. If you don't know who Rob Corddry is, he's an actor, he's a writer, he's a producer, he's a director, he's a comedian, he's an Eagle Scout, which is more impressive than all those things, but even more impressive, he is a graduate of Weymouth North High School, and I didn't even know... Weymouth was big enough to have a North and a South high school. That's crazy.
Well, it doesn't exist anymore. So there's just a Weymouth High School. So you're right. I guess it's not.
Do you live in LA now? I'm assuming you live in LA now.
I do.
Yeah. So what is there something you miss terribly about Weymouth?
Oh man, yeah. I miss you guys are not gonna understand this and you're gonna think I'm an idiot, but I miss the weather.
Yeah, we think you're an idiot for missing the weather, definitely.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I definitely sound like an idiot, but, like, I'm a bald person, and I'm really sick of the sun and the heat.
Yes.
I like the cold. I haven't seen snow in so long, you know? Your whole audience is like, wah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you're welcome to come back and shovel my driveway. That should take care of that whole thing right there.
I would like to do that, actually. I would really enjoy that.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I'll call you around January 8th, you know, after the first blizzard.
Okay.
You can come out and shovel the driveway for us. Well,
All right.
Before we run out of time, I just want to get this in real quick. My favorite Rob Corddry role is definitely Butter and Ethan. The foster parent.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was great. I thought you
cool.
It was just the right mix of funny and sweet and sadness. And I thought that was a really criminally overlooked movie, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, thank you. I do too. But like you, the fans of that movie are definitely enthusiastic. Like, I wish more people had seen it. It's a great movie.
Yeah, and you're fantastic in it, and you've been in so many things, and your comedy,
you have to be.
Yeah, you've cast a wide net for sure.
I gotta make the money.
That's right, man. You got kids, and you got to make money to wear hats. You got to buy hats to protect your head from the.
I gotta buy hats.
Yeah,
I gotta buy sunscreen.
Right, man. That's not cheap.
No.
But people may know you from the Daily Show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Children's Hospital, which is fantastic too. But
thanks, man. That's my baby. I'm very proud of it.
You do a lot of writing and producing and stuff. And how did you get into that side of the business?
I guess it's just I had an idea. It was as simple as that. And then you find yourself producing one day. If it's a good enough idea, but like it's become a thing now. Luckily I came of age in an era in Hollywood where, you know, they very much count on comic actors, comedians to be creators as well. And they look to you, they come to you for ideas. Which was not the case. It used to be the case that you were just, you know, you did your time on stage so you could get your sitcom.
Right.
And it's very much switched. So it's a good time to be a creative person in this town. And You know, it's just getting the ideas that is hard.
Yeah. Now the new show, The Unicorn, looks interesting, and I'm a huge fan of Walt Goggins. I mean, everything I've seen him in so far, I've really loved him in too. And he seems like he seems like it. And I only know this from just watching his films and stuff, but he seems like someone who could get out of hand on set. Is that the case with him?
No. What do you mean out of hand? Like, because he plays villains, you think like he's
right.
He's going to be yeah. Well, I can see that.
Well, more
he's
like the guy who gets the laugh.
Good at his job, that's why.
Yeah.
No. He is definitely. He is. I was just saying to my wife, like our leader. He is the tone of the show. I will follow him into battle. He is such the opposite of what he usually plays, you know? And because I think he's able to play those villainous or arch characters because he is so inherently likable. Yeah, he doesn't have to work at being likable. Mm. Because, you know, even villains you have to like if you're watching them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now he is not a villain. He's actually the guy that you sympathize with on this show. So much so that he's called a unicorn. And, you know, and it's really closer to who Walton is as a person. So I think you're going to enjoy it. I think it's going to kind of like, you know, change your perception of him.
My producer, Josh Dolan, has a question because you were in Happy Endings as the cars are. So he's got a question for you here.
Hey, Rob. Well, I guess the first question I would ask you is, do you know what cars are?
I do know what cars are.
That was on Happy Endings, and Happy Endings was me and my wife's favorite show. And a little while ago, I saw that there was a table read, and there was like talk of the show coming back. Have you heard anything about Happy Endings possibly coming back?
Oh no! Wow! And God, if I had heard this a week ago, I could have asked Casey Wilson, who I saw the other day. Like, I would love nothing more than to for that show to come back. Just as a viewer, what a funny show, man!
Now, I got to ask you a question about Ballers, and it's not really for me. It's for our the woman who does middays here, Mistress Carrie. She has an obsession with The Rock. She's asked this to anybody who's worked in an interview she's done, anybody who's worked with The Rock or been in close proximity to Dwayne. So I'm asking it for her because she's not here today. She's doing a broadcast out in L.A. She always asks, what does The Rock smell like?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What does he smell like? Because I've been really close to. Yeah. I've been engulfed in rock country.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
I don't remember a smell, or maybe I'm just not sniffing a dude when he hugs me or something.
Well, you know.
I wish I could answer that. I should have just made something up. Yeah, I think if anything, he smells like money.
Yes, fresh, freshly printed money. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, Rob Corddry, congratulations on winning your Guns N' Roses tickets. Now you got to come to the station to pick those up.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Right.
Can I just do this one thing?
Yes.
Can I do this one thing?
Yeah.
I don't even know if you guys, I'm sure you don't do it anymore, but it's from my childhood. WAAF. Kick-ass rock and roll.
Oh, man. That's going back to the 80s, right? Was that the 80s?
Do
or?
It. You guys got to put, you can use that drop. That was the 80s, yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, man.
Also, there was this way. There was WAAF because Cat Stevens is for pussies.
Did we run something like that? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think we could run that these days. I mean, I'm not sure.
Yep.
Well, you know, we'll
you
just...
You we'll, no, no, you couldn't. You, Well, you said cat. It said cat is for pussies.
Oh, I see.
Which is, it can be like, you know. So, I don't know, but I know you could not run that today. And as a matter of fact, feel free to bleep that out.
No, no, we're going to run that repeatedly and see what happens. And then we'll just direct him to you.
All right, man.
We'll direct him to watch The Unicorn on CBS. There we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.